systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Kaboom! Hello and welcome to the Jam Hole. Today is Monday, October 26th, 2009. I hate you. My name is Matt.
My name is Danny.
Thank you.
That was
very
a weak
much.
Kaboom,
Thank
by
you
the
for
way,
that. Don't make me laugh when I'm doing that.
Well, kaboom
this is serious.
Better.
It's a very serious thing
well,
that we do here.
Do it better.
You can't throw me
off like
that. If
you're going to be serious, then do it seriously.
I liked you better when you were half out of it.
Well, I can't help it.
Thank you. Everybody, for listening to this awesome thing
yes.
that we do every Monday, Wednesday, Friday. This is episode number 263. We have a special guest with us once again. Ashley is with us. How are you, Ashley?
I'm doing well.
Yeah? You sound like shit, too.
I am. I'm sick.
Thank you for bringing that into my house.
You're welcome.
Do you know how hard it is to keep this house clean from germs and whatnot? With her bringing home God knows what from fuck knows where. And then you come in and you're just like... Bah, 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 bah.
You know, the funny part about that, though, is I went around with disinfectant wipes and wiped down all your knobs and everything I touched.
Totally you missed
did.
One.
Whatever. All right.
Come on.
Dana fuck. Invited me over. She's like, come watch movies with me.
She said she was past the contagious part. She's been on meds for a while. I trust
her. Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I failed to see the MD after your name, but that makes me feel a lot better.
she's okay now. I
as
trust
long as
it.
She's over there, we still have the HEPA filters in place of the pop filters. It should be fine. Any breath coming out of her mouth will be filtered to 99.9% any microbial bacteria that... may or may not be in her mouth.
I hope you get sick.
I will not. Thank you for that, though. Fuck. If you guys are listening live at thejamhole.com/feedback, you can type shit and I'll probably read it. Or you can give us a call, 406-204-4687. Yes, Lomars is asking, is that the same person that was looking for dick during the 250 show? Yes, it absolutely was. You're the first person we've had here, or besides our friends that came to see the show, that was at our live show. Have you seen the final copy?
I have. I haven't seen it all the way through, but we watched
it. Did you guys watch it?
It was awesome.
Did you pay her $5?
No, I did not.
You owe me. But that was... what did you think of it being there? Did we do okay?
You did. It was awesome.
Okay, because I couldn't tell.
I was drunk.
Okay.
She was wasted. I got wasted.
See, my whole game plan was, doesn't matter what we say or what we do, as long as there's enough liquor, it should all be good.
Right. She turned into Smashley that night.
I'm kind of sad though. I thought the Jam Hole listeners would really pull through and bring the big dick for you, and they all pussied out the last minute.
MDS says, "Tell Ashley somebody misses her, and his name is Burger."
Burger says, "I didn't kiss her. She didn't get sick from me." Where did you catch your H1N word from?
I actually got sick from one of my friends, Leon.
That's how it starts.
It
see?
Does. No, and one of his friends, it's a
right.
long, vicious
see,
cycle.
Burger came with it, and he got her sick. Lucky for me,
had it, so.
I was sterilizing everything he was touching and breathing on, so I didn't get it, but it could have easily been me.
Lucky.
I guess while we're talking about that, guess who else has the H1N word?
Who?
That I'm not in contact with, but...
you know.
One of the ladies at my work.
Oh, really? Does she really have the H1N1?
That's what the word is. The N-word. The H1N
nice.
Word. But, I got to work today and someone was like... did you hear so-and-so? She's out with the swine flu. Like, which is awesome because from now on until, I don't even know, until forever, anytime anyone ever gets the flu, it's automatically the swine flu.
Yeah.
It can't possibly be any other of the, like, 8 billion strains of flu out there.
Swine
it's,
flu
it's
isn't
that
even
one.
That bad. People are making it out to be
oh,
something
I know. It's,
so terrible.
It's so
not.
Ridiculous.
It's not.
I'd rather have that than the regular flu.
What a bunch of pussies.
Right.
You're all pussies. No, and I guess real quick, we got a lot of shit to get to, but this was kind of amusing today. So I'm at work this morning, right? And you know how the owner's son and his wife, they have two dogs now, right? Their
right,
kids.
Yeah.
And I was telling you this last night. Now, whenever we're outside smoking, they always bring the dogs out with them. And as they're coming in, they don't yell, "Come here, puppies," or anything like that. They're like, "Come on, kids, time to go in." And I'm like, oh.
Shoot me.
It's so stupid.
They're dogs.
Come on, kids.
I understand that you love your dogs.
They're kids.
But they're not your kids.
Come on, kids.
They didn't come out of your vagina.
I'm kind of worried about the jealousy the dogs are going to feel when they actually do have a kid. And they're like, "Come on, kids." And the dogs are like, "What?" And they're like, "Not you, dog."
They're going to be just like my dad's
dogs. The dogs,
dogs
are going to eat the babies.
It's
going to be like my dad's dogs, dude. Like, they're going to come home one day and the dogs are going to be gone. And dad's going to be pissed because the dogs are gone because mom put them down.
Don't treat their dogs like children.
Damn dogs.
Pretty much.
But anyway, so there's two dogs there, right? And one of them's a little puppy, so it's kind of rambunctious. And I enjoy doing this whenever you pet it, it pees.
Are you serious?
Which is pretty awesome.
Oh, God.
I guess that...
I'd kill it.
That strain of dog, what's it called? Breed? That
it's a lab.
Strain, that breed of dog
it's
does
a chocolate
that
lab.
For like the first few months. All of them do that? I don't fucking know.
I have never heard of that.
Okay,
I
well, maybe
either.
They just beat I've their dog. Because their other dog did that too. Every time. So whenever they're not
maybe
looking.
Maybe they're inbred.
Whenever they're not looking, I'll like get the dog on the lady's seat. And then I'll start petting him and shit until it pees on her
stuff,
chair.
And it didn't pee everywhere.
The little dog?
Yeah, when they first got it.
Really? It does now, and it's awesome.
That's
so
weird.
I get the dog to peel over their chair. I hope they're listening to this. But anyway, so me and the boss and the sales guy are talking in the other room by where the refrigerator is. And I guess the boss's son threw something, and the little puppy went after it, looked and, like, missed what it was going for and totally circled around and, like, jump-kicked the sales guy right in the nuts. It was so funny. Because it hit him hard. Like, he went down, dude. Down for the count. He almost fucking... He almost threw up. And he's an older guy, right? And he's the guy that lets use the PA system that's in that band, right? So we're standing there talking, and all of a sudden, the dog just comes running around and just, boom, right in the fucking nuts. And he's like... Fuck, motherfucker! And he looks over at the boss. He's like, "I don't have to put money in the cuss jar, do I? I'm in pain." He's like, "No." It's so great.
That's messed up.
I
would
so
have
funny.
Enjoyed it also.
I was there. I tried not to laugh,
if
but
only
then,
had a video camera.
Oh, I wish. See, pinhole camera. If you guys go to thejamhole.com, I made a fourth wish list now. So if you go
you
to...
You want a lot of shit.
I want
you know
so
that?
Much shit. But if you go to the Think Geek wish list, you can see the pinhole camera I want. And if you have money, you should buy that for me.
Burger says, "I had a white German Shepherd, and it would jump on me and pee. My parents got rid of it shortly after that started."
Yeah, that's so annoying. And it's the same thing when people leave their dogs in cars, and I see it, and I'm like, I go over there with sunglasses on,
it
and
all
I
up.
Stare, and I'm like, arr, arr, and the dogs are like going fucking crazy, and then they stop and they pee, and I'm like, huh, another job, well done.
You're a douche.
I'm a dick. Don't leave your dogs in your cars. It's not what they're for.
Oh, God.
So, I was curious, that was the other part of getting a shot in the nuts. What happens when that dog does that to a customer? A customer comes in and the dog just runs up and boom,
boom
right,
right
in the nuts.
In nuts.
That's
I
a lawsuit,
know.
Isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, that's not a good thing.
That's a big time lawsuit. Sure. Yeah, so it's so annoying. I was like, dude, tomorrow I'm going to bring my cat to work and just let it run around the office with the dogs.
And
it's
attack
be great.
People because that cat's
I don't bring your dogs to work, please. Leave them at home. You know, I have to keep...
Unprofessional.
I keep the room where I fill all the water super clean. And that just happens to be the way everyone goes outside. So there's always fucking dog hair in there. Like, that's not sanitary. Don't bring your dogs to work with you. It's not nice. Especially
for
me.
They are sweet dogs. I like them.
Oh, yeah. They're great. All dogs are great when they're at home.
Just they treat them like children.
Right. That's not so great.
No.
I had to get rid of my dog.
So did you notice that when we went to log into Ustream, did you guys all see what was on the big screen?
Oh, World of Warcraft, maybe?
So what's... I got a joke for you. Check this out. What's more sad than playing World of Warcraft?
Watching World of
Warcraft. Sitting on Ustream with 9,000 other people watching. watching World of Warcraft. Are you kidding me?
At least the dude playing it's not as bad off as the rest.
Well, whatever, but out of all the things I've ever seen on the main feed on Ustream, that had the dumbest, but it had the most viewers. Dude, almost 10,000 viewers watching some dorks play World of Warcraft. What the fuck? Is our world coming to that? It's not a world I want to live in.
No. Mm-mm. No. It's
so
not.
How are you feeling? Are you recovering slowly but surely?
Slowly. I don't know. I was on the couch earlier.
Hey, I got a question. What? When's the last time you pooped?
Wednesday.
Before your surgery?
Yeah.
You haven't that too.
You yet. Haven't taken a dump since your surgery.
No.
Did they accidentally suture your butthole shut?
Maybe.
Maybe.
I fart.
You're full of shit.
You what?
I fart.
And that's okay?
Yeah. If I'm passing gas, that means that stuff is connected, right? Like,
theory, yes. But it may be so small, the hole that's there. You know, it could just be squeaking through a spot in the suture.
You just made my butthole pucker.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
No, but I don't know if that's good or bad.
Burger says, my drug dealer's dog runs up to me and buries his head in my nuts. I have a couple places I deliver to that, like, they'll answer the door and their dogs will come running out. And for some reason, they always want head in my crotch. And I'm just like, all right, I guess.
That's
balls
so
smell.
Irritating, dude. I hate
it
that.
It is. It's so.
Like,
and then I look
get
like.
Get your dog's head out of my, like, fucking crotch.
Out of anything of mine. I don't want your dog near anything of mine.
I don't care for dogs that much.
But then after that, you know, it looks like I'm going around and it looks like I peed my pants because there's dog slobber all over my crotch. And I'm like, thanks, guys. I appreciate that.
No, but I was sitting on the couch earlier and I moved a certain way and I got this like crazy sharp shooting pain in like the area where he like had to fuck around with stuff on the inside. Not like the incisions don't hurt anymore. It's the inside that hurts.
Well, right. It's the inside that's healing.
Right.
The outside will heal quicker than the inside.
Yeah, the outside I'm not worried about. It's the inside that I got some weird sharp shooting pain.
But
and,
see,
like,
the outside has to heal quicker so that it prevents any infection from getting into the wound itself.
Yeah. But I don't know.
Mike
I think
says,
I broke something.
Mike says, wow, what a visual. Butthole pucker. Is that a flavor of pucker? The
no.
alcohol? Do you guys
no.
know what pucker is?
Yes.
Okay.
Apple pucker's my fave.
Butthole pucker's my fave.
Butthole pucker? No, but
I like making your butthole pucker.
But Burger says, does Danny need a fleet? Somebody needs an enema.
No, I'm going to call my doctor tomorrow and ask him what to do and to get some more pain meds because I'm almost out.
That a girl.
And like,
chomping through those like a champ, huh?
Fuck, dude, they don't work that well.
She just had surgery.
Like, I know. Oh, God, doctor, I'm in so much pain. Wait, hold on. Eye drop? Okay. Oh, doctor, I'm in so much pain.
I got hella meds after my thing. I had a C-section, you know, but it's still surgery.
For both of them?
Huh? I have twins, so.
So they, okay, they both came out at the same, right, gotcha, thank you.
They gave me massive pain.
You know how much of a bitch you would be if you had to have the type of surgery that I have? You wouldn't even be moving yet. You'd be like, it hurts so bad. I'm so debilitated.
And who's been taking care of you?
Not really you.
Really? Okay. I'm going to totally...
Who got up and cooked you pancakes?
Oh, God, it's so hard to stand there and fucking pour pancake mix.
She's going to make me pancakes tomorrow.
Who did the... Oh, okay. But that's fine, right?
I offered.
No, you can't even use that now.
Only because I don't know how to make pancakes.
And you have two kids? What do they eat?
No, I'm a good cook. I just always ruin pancakes.
Really?
I do.
Is it the batter or do you just
No, just they always... burn or fall apart. Or
okay, so if they burn, you're probably cooking them at a too high
temperature.
I just
suck at pancakes.
Or that. That is a very
good at pancakes.
She said she's good at pancakes. So,
but
we're going to test that.
I mean, you haven't had to do a whole lot for me, have you? I mean,
I did the laundry. I did the dishes. I put your cigarette in the butt can so you don't have to bend down. I jerk off like 5 times a fucking day. Christ.
Oh,
so let's talk about that. You, a while ago on Keith and the Girl, Keith was talking about this thing called the double cum when you have two orgasms at once. Have you ever, I guess for girls it's different. Girls can have multiple O's all night long if
no,
they want
I don't
to.
Even.
Real girls can. Girls that have feeling in their banana areas.
Yes.
But, so I found this really awesome porn, and it only works for me, and it's not like two at the same time, and it gets furious after a minute, but if I'm watching a really good porn, like University Gangbang 2 is my favorite at the Mo. Fucking, oh, it's so great. This chick, dude, three guys, and this chick is just getting fucking plowed. It's so great. And she
I
almost
borrow
like,
some porn.
Oh, it's awesome. But anyway, that's one of the few porns I've ever been able to do that with. Like, you fucking, you end up coming, right? And then as a guy, you gotta milk it for, you know, another minute or two. Make sure you get all the semen out because you don't want semen on your pants, right? You know what I'm talking about. Guys, you know what I mean.
Sure.
So this porn, yeah. If I don't turn it off when I'm getting the rest out, so to speak,
you just keep
this porn
it.
Is so hot, I'll just be like, I can do this again. Fuck yeah. I got two nuts. Yeah. Yeah. And then like it starts out just like normal jerking it. Like, you know, you're just jerking it normally. But then you're like, all right, I'm going to lose it. So then it goes faster. And pretty soon I'm like an inch away from just ripping my dick off. But then I feel it. I'm like, yes. It's like, oh, it's the greatest feeling in the world. But it's not like double coming because it's not at the same time. But I can do it within like 8 minutes of each other. That's my record so far.
Wow, Matt.
What's the world record? I'm going to beat it. God. I'm coming for you, Guinness.
Burger just says question mark.
You know what I mean.
That's,
don't play coy
so
with me.
So you said that you jerked off last night. When the hell did you jerk off last night? Because I don't remember you getting out of bed or anything.
Well, it was nice when I was sleeping on the couch because I was right here already. But last night.
So do you just want to stay on the couch then or what?
Well, no, I'm just saying last night was the first night I slept back in the bed with you.
How's your cock doing, by the way?
My what?
Your cock.
Oh, it's good. Thank you.
I haven't heard her.
How are your tits and vagina?
Great.
Okay,
but
good.
I haven't heard. Is
oh,
it
yeah, still, no, I'm okay.
Is it better? Or?
Well, it's there.
It doesn't hurt all the time?
No,
either?
Not at all. No, it's
so
cool.
So you can jerk it or,
oh, fuck,
and,
yeah.
or have
and
sex?
It can be sucked, and yes, I can have sex.
Unfortunately.
Thank you, Dana.
Dana at the moment is...
Yeah, someone needs to inform her that even though she can't have sex, she can still, you know, suck a cock here and
you
there.
You can still suck some dick, Dana.
And I didn't pressure you the night you got back from surgery. I left you alone.
Like
I'm like,
all
right, I'm going to give her a day to recoup. And then the next night, I was like, all right, it's my birthday. I should be getting a blowjob in T-minus any minute now. And that didn't happen. So I'm like, all right, maybe she's still recovering.
If you don't want him jerking it on the couch all the time, then...
He can jerk it all the time on the fucking couch.
All right, well, I'm just saying.
She does not care.
That gets me out of blowjobs. Jerk away, buddy.
No, it does not, because it's just building up and building up. And one of these nights, you're going to wake up choking on my dick, and I'm going to just be, like, blacked out, just freaking, like, choking the fuck out of you.
Oh, my God.
Suck it, bitch.
Burger said, how's the fleshlight?
Fleshlight's good. I don't use it all the time.
You don't like cleaning it, huh?
It's a pain to clean. You can't just throw a tissue away, and I don't have the willpower to not come inside of it. It may be
you
pregnant.
You can't pull out.
With twins. No, and then I can, but then my hand's full, because the thing's, like, this big, right? So, and you got to have a hand on the dick once you pop that off, and then you just jizzle over the keyboard, and then your keys stick together, and that's no fun. So it's I treat myself to it once in a while. Plus, I'm almost out of lube. And you can't just not, like, you know, when a chick's maybe not all wet because maybe she's not
she
that into
it
sex.
She jerk it with the holy water.
You can't just spit on the fleshlight. It doesn't work.
Yeah, actually, that's a good point. Use the holy water.
The holy water does not lubricate. It does a lot of other things. Lubrication is not one of them.
It'll probably set your dick on fire.
Yeah, probably. I'm too scared to try it.
So, how many times have you jerked off since I've been in surgery?
Well, twice a day. When did you go in surgery? My birthday. What's today? The 26th. So, 4 days.
How old did you
twice.
Turn, by the way?
Huh? 29. Thank
Happy
you.
Happy birthday.
Well, thank you.
He's a
did you
fart.
Get me a blowjob for my birthday?
I did not give you. I had no idea. I'm sorry.
Okay. Well, now that you know, it's just something to think about.
I owe you. I'll write you and I owe you.
Well, you can throw it in the box with all of hers.
Oh my god,
That's fun. But yeah,
sorry. I really want to have sex too, because like last night, I don't know. I think you got really horny in your sleep, and you were trying to like dry humping my bed.
Nothing like having a cock.
I know.
What is that?
Well, like, we both got really horny, I guess, in the middle of the night, because you kept, like, pushing your junk up against my ass, and I'm just moving closer or whatever, and I'm, like, in my, like, seriously, I was still sleeping, and I was having sex in my dream.
Maybe that's what you felt rip in there.
I don't know.
Dana, what? Is there some in there?
Will yes.
I don't want to drink off of it.
Pour it in your cup, you sick.
I won't.
Good, pass that sickness. Pass the doce to the left. So, yeah, last night was the first night we slept in bed together, because, like I said, I was worried
that it was really nice, because I really miss sleeping with you.
Right.
I really do. And I guess you miss jerking off on the couch.
Well, no, it was fine. I just had to wait till you fell asleep and then go out here, and then, you know. Because I know if I get up, you're going to be like, what are you doing? I'm going to be like, nothing.
So all your porn's on your computer?
Huh?
All your porn's on your computer. Do you have any DVDs?
Oh, I got them all.
I want some.
I got the greatest porn collection ever
made.
I
would like to borrow some. I'll talk to you about that later, though.
Okay. They go for 2 blowjobs apiece, so. Jesus. Do the math. We'll work it up.
Oh, God.
So, yeah, last night was the first night we did that. And did I elbow you? See, that's what I was worried about, because I know I move around a bunch. I never wake up.
You don't want to hurt her while you're sleeping.
Yeah, because I do. I move around a bunch. And all it takes is one elbow or an arm into any.
Yeah.
There's 4 fucking spots that it could fuck her shit up.
And her guts pop out or something.
All it takes is her to be laying that way. And all I have to do is move. And boom, I just ripped her guts open. And then we have to wash the fucking blankets. I don't want to do that. It's a pain.
You have to take her to the hospital.
What a prick.
No, but
so everything was cool?
Yeah, basically what I did is I laid on my side and made you, like, cuddle up to me, and I grabbed your arm and, like, held it kind of, like, on my chest to, like, keep your hand away from my stomach, and I put the pillow on my stomach so you couldn't hit it, and, like, you just kind of spooned with me, and it was cool. Because I hadn't slept near you in a while.
You.
Oh.
I did. Baby. I missed you a lot.
Well, show me how much you missed me.
And give him a blowjob.
Thank you. She said
fuck
it, not
you.
Me.
Twice
See,
a
she
day.
She knows.
Twice a day.
At least. I would even settle for once a day. But thank you.
You're supposed to be my friend. Shut the fuck up.
She is
I
your
told
friend.
You, Dana.
She knows.
I will always be on your side when it comes to everything. But when it comes to blowjobs or
Listen.
Anal sex, I'm sorry.
She knows. You got to treat the dick
you
well.
You do. Treat the
you
dick
don't
well.
Want
it's amazing.
You'll
wake up one morning, the dishes will be done just because maybe, you know, not all the time, but hey.
Most of the time.
You get head all the time.
I even
it's
offered.
Amazing.
I was like, we can use blowjobs as currency for our little economy we have
right.
here, okay?
Give
you
head
want,
freely.
You
and
want something done, purchase it with a blowjob,
is
and I'll do it. That's all.
Is dude, like, my gut still hurts, and it's still, like,
I said I would
even.
It's hard
to do anything when something
Did
hurts.
You give lots of blowjobs before the surgery?
Fuck no.
See, then that doesn't
I know,
fly.
And see, that's how dicks end up wandering. Do you want the dick to wander? No.
It wanders. It's going to get hurt.
Okay, cripple.
It wanders. It will.
It will.
Wander away forever, just so you know.
You know
it wanders away. I mean,
you know that song,
whatever.
The Wanderer, by The Door? Was that The Doors? Did you call me The Wanderer? Or no, was that
no.
Elvis? He was talking about a dick, whoever it was.
I don't know, but if your dick wanders or stays away to some other mouth or vajayjay, yeah, it's,
Don't give
fun.
It reason to.
You'll
it.
Never
it
find it again.
It won't have
I don't
to.
She
care.
Will find it.
Don't give it.
I'll find another
she
dick.
She will bury
fun.
Your bone.
It's
you
cool.
won't find another dick with a podcast.
I won't find another dick with a cyst.
You might,
oh,
actually. From what I was reading on the internet,
Ding.
You might.
I really don't care. So
what's your beef?
I just didn't
want
to do it
the other
day.
My whole crew got beef. What?
I just didn't want to do it yet. Maybe, I wonder if I can have an orgasm, because if
you
can eat me out,
I
totally.
I said I would even bring the dick to you. You wouldn't even have to move. You just sit back, open
well,
your mouth, and
tonight?
I'll do the rest.
How about tonight?
Okay,
see if
done.
We can
hooky deal.
Done. Moving on.
Matt!
So, if
Stop.
You...
Stop. Well, I want to see if I can even have an orgasm, because I
that
try.
Will no, because the way you convulse when that happens, you're gonna blow your fucking bladder open.
No,
no
then, I'm gonna get, then I'm gonna get pee all over me, which might be all right. I mean,
no.
I'm open to whatever. I'll try
no,
anything once.
I
want to
try
except
though,
for poo.
Because I would like to
pee. I'm cool with poo, not so much.
I can't poop,
shit in your
so.
Mouth.
I can't poop, so it's okay.
Roll right on. Done and done.
But no, we can try on like 69 or something tonight, maybe.
you can't do anything except sit there and open your fucking mouth. You can't.
She's
move.
On bottom.
No, I don't like it because he tries to fuck my face.
I get kind of aggravating. Crazy. I get crazy.
And his balls engulf my forehead.
I got huge balls.
And, like, he, like, pushes down so far that, like, I can't even, like, move my fucking
okay,
head.
Okay, never mind. That was a bad idea.
Yeah, he just shoves his, he, like, tries to sit on my face with his dick in my mouth.
I'm just showing you the proper position. That's all.
That's just sitting there with dick in mouth.
I love you. That's
no,
all.
That's not nice. I don't like penis in my fucking esophagus. I'm cool. It's great.
Did you get that? Did I send you that? That picture of the deep throat, that deep throat picture.
The deep throat picture?
Yeah, where it's like an x-ray type thing, and it's like, you could see like the mouth.
Oh,
the,
yeah, I've
there's
seen
like
that.
A penis all the way down.
Yeah, like, I've seen that before. I've seen that something like last year or something. I think I got that sent to my phone and like, my email.
So what's been going on with you, Ashley? Anything exciting happened since we last saw you totally wasted at the show? See, you should have been the one that Josh fucked because
no,
you would have admitted
no.
it. You would have been like, hell yeah, we fucked. You wouldn't have been like,
yeah,
no,
but
we didn't fuck.
Unfortunately, I mean, like, he was great and all. I don't know.
Yeah.
I didn't really.
You need a man.
Well,
he's
no,
more of
it,
a
yeah,
man
it was
child.
Like, it was more like the whole crowd. I mean, everyone was great and everything, but it wasn't. I didn't really click with anybody and it wasn't. You know what I mean? I just had a good time.
We have some weird fans. I'll tell
yeah,
you
I
what.
Didn't. I had a good time and everything, but there wasn't.
Was it weird that they knew who you were before you had ever met any of them? Just from that one time
yeah,
you were on the
sorta.
Show?
Yeah, they're like, oh, yeah, I listened to you. And
did
like,
anyone ask for your autograph?
No. Oh, okay. No, but yeah, I'm not that famous.
Did anyone ask for a blowjob besides me?
Nobody asked, well.
Besides
I got,
me.
I got really drunk, actually. I couldn't tell you.
How was your drive home?
I don't remember. The
fantastic.
Footage. The, no. Oh, you want to know the funniest shit? Dude, I was, you know, I was staying at my parents' house or whatever.
Right.
I get up there 4:30 in the morning and the back door is locked, right? And I have to piss like you wouldn't believe. So I go out. I'm like knocking on the door. I'm like, fuck it. My
like
parents
4 in the morning, just pounding.
Out the back, my parents.
Let me in. Oh, wait. This is the wrong house.
I had to pee like.
I'm sorry. Wrong house. Hold on.
I had to pee like you wouldn't believe. So I sit there. I pop a squat down. I'm taking a piss. My dad comes out with a fucking flash. I fell over in my bed.
Was it?
Dude.
Was it the big mag light?
Oh,
like
yeah.
ready to
oh,
bash
yeah.
some brains in?
I come in and I start raiding the fridge, right? And he's all like, "So did you have a good night? And I want you to take this rental back to but like nothing." I'm like,
"Did he know what where you were?
Yeah,
like,
I told him.
Does he know about the?
Yeah, yeah.
Really?
I told him instead.
Are they listening
too.
Right now?
They are not listening right
okay.
now. But
because that's weird. Someone in the chat's named Ashley's dad. I was just wondering if that was him.
No.
Ha! Did you see her face?
No.
Like,
what? My dad wouldn't.
You.
My
I got
dad.
You for like a second.
Whatever. My dad would laugh. He's not. My dad's
well, that's cool.
Anyway, but other than that, I mean, yeah.
You fell in your own pants.
I did. Because
cool.
I was, he like shines his flashlight on me and I'm all like, I was so, and I ended up with like, I think it was Josh's Captain Morgan. There was like this much left in it and I all ganked it. Like, I don't
nice.
Know how.
Hear that, Josh? It's
sorry,
where your booze
dude.
Went.
I don't know. I just like
he didn't need any more.
I found it. I know. He boinked.
It was pretty
ago.
Cool though, partying in that restaurant till like
it
4 in the morning.
It was fun. It was a good badass. Time. I had a good time that night. I was.
There was no last call. Excited.
Yeah, there was no last. I mean,
no,
we were done with alcohol at 2. If anybody's listening,
yeah,
I was hooking
right.
me up with the good
we were there
and
till 4.
That was a lot of fun. But yeah, no, and I actually got evicted from my apartment.
Really?
How did that
for having
go?
Two dogs.
You
there.
Just moved in there, too.
Yeah, I've been there for
the
like.
The place. Really?
Yeah, dude.
Why?
Fucking me and my friend.
Hold
Leon.
On. First of all, how do you have two dogs in that apartment?
No, see, that's what I'm saying. My parents went out of town, right? I have a little 30-pound blue heeler.
Right.
And they went out of town, and usually she stays out there. Well, my dad wants me to get rid of her. I spent $600 on this
yeah,
dog.
Yeah, those are expensive
purebred,
dogs,
really
sure.
good dog that I really didn't want to get rid of, so I was going to keep her at my apartment.
On the DL?
Yeah,
because
right. she's little enough. I figured I could take
was
her with
it,
me.
Did you sign a lease there?
No, it's just
month to month.
Month? But he did. He told me right. we don't allow pets. And so one of my friends was over at the time, too, Leon, and he has this dog, too, so basically, one night, Tuesday night last week. We get a knock at the door at like 8:30 at night. You have 3 days. And he hands me a
just
3 days.
All of a sudden? How yeah. did he know there was even...
My neighbors, dude. My neighbors are fucking...
They snitched?
Cock-sucking
are
piece
you
of shit.
That's
bullshit.
You no. snitched on a mother of two? You mother.
That's what I straight up... I told them, too, the night before it happened. I'm like, if you ever have a problem with me, let me know and I'll fix it.
That's the worst, the most annoying thing is when neighbors call the landlord before they even... I can see if they came and talked to you and you were like, go fuck yourself. Then...
Or like the problem
and
wasn't
then
fixed.
Then go to the landlord.
That's the worst part is because I literally, the night before I got
you
the
you told
eviction
them to go fuck themselves.
No, oh. I told... whatever. I told them, you ever have any kind of problem with me, let me know and I swear I'll
is
fix
this...
It.
Did something cause this conversation or were you just
no,
being
we
like,
all,
hi,
yeah,
I'm
we
Ashley.
We were all just talking and stuff because honestly, they're my upstairs neighbors and I hear them fighting every morning.
Oh, I bet.
You stupid cunt motherfucker. I can hear them fucking like brawling it out.
At,
like,
fucking tell on them.
So I, and it's like, it's not enough to really bother me. So I don't ever say anything.
Right.
It's their business. They're, you know, calling each other assholes and I'm like, I'll stay out of it.
As long as gunshots don't ring through the fucking floor.
No,
right.
They run straight to the landlord and get me a 3-day fucking eviction notice, right?
Just for having a dog
there. For having
there.
Two dogs. There
for,
was two
because
dogs
of your
there
friend
overnight.
That one night.
And my
that's
dog had
up.
Been there for 3 days. So I talked him out of the eviction, like, the
is
3 days.
Is he a slumlord, or
did
is he
did you
a
tell
nice...
him, like, what was going on? Like,
yeah,
my parents
no,
are
I
out
explained,
of town,
and
I had
was,
to hold my dog?
I explained that, because my dad wanted me to take her to the pound. I mean, I was honest. I apologized for lying to him. I, you know, all this other stuff. And, yeah. So he still wants me out, but he's giving me a couple weeks. I'm like, dude, I got two kids. You're going to give me 3 days.
That's ridiculous. So are you being really kicked out?
Yeah. I'm moving out. I'm going to.
Well, you know that legally they can't make you leave any less than 30 days, especially in the wintertime.
I think. See,
they can't evict you at all in the wintertime legally.
See,
if you wanted to fight it, you could.
He, like I say, gave me the 3 day. And I don't remember anything. I went through the rental agreement.
Was it in writing or did
no.
he? See, then he was just scaring
well,
you.
No,
dude.
He gave me a 3 day written
notice. It was in writing?
Notice.
Yeah. It's still, you
he
have
to
have
to
30 days, I'm pretty sure, unless there's like something legally. Like if he goes in there and there's a meth lab in there and your kids are running
yeah.
around, then
yeah.
they can be like, okay.
Well, and that's what, like
out.
I said, it blew me away. I couldn't believe it because I really like this guy, but he did straight up tell me I do not allow dogs.
And I think in Montana, though, there's a law. And I think it's like, I don't know if it's every place, but most places where it gets, you know, we have really strong winters mm-hmm. during the months between, like, I think November and like after like February or March, oh. they're not allowed to evict you. They can
oh,
give
really?
You an eviction notice that says next spring you have to be mm-hmm. out. But legally,
see,
unless
no,
they
that's
changed
what,
it, that's
I mean,
how
it
used to be.
Blew me away. And I called my dad immediately, like, I just got a 3. I'm like, I've never been evicted in my, I cannot believe this is happening. I'm like, I haven't even had been there a month to be late on my rent or anything.
Yeah,
like,
I know, right? You
I'm
just
like, holy
moved in
shit.
There.
Like, I couldn't, anyway. I don't really know if I want to live there, though, even after.
I mean, it was a nice little
an,
place.
Is
too,
he an
you know?
Asshole and
he
shit?
Is.
Like,
he's
does he.
Majorly,
give you-
dude. He, I mean, I couldn't. When I went to, when I called him and I'm like, hey, listen, trying to explain the other dog's not mine and this dog, you know, I'm going to get rid of her. I'll get rid of her tomorrow. And he's like, you broke the rental agreement. I want you out by Friday.
Wow, dude.
That, yeah, maybe I can see that. I guess if they have a reason, that might, that makes sense. If,
yeah.
if you, but is the rental agreement in writing and shit? If you didn't sign a lease?
Yeah, no, I mean, it's a printed up rental
okay,
agreement.
Okay, there's a contract and,
stuff, and so.
It says no animals
yeah,
there.
I didn't realize, you know, that
so,
he was that
then I
safe.
Guess the only other thing, but you, it sounds like you want to get out of there anyways.
Yeah,
but
well, like
if you
I
didn't,
said, after that, because, like, I, yeah, after that, like I said, he went by my work. He came by my work and stuff, and. Which is just odd to me. Like, I
he
don't,
came by your work for what?
Yeah, he drove out to the office all the way out on Rhodes
oh,
Drive.
Really? To your dad?
Yeah.
Work.
To
oh,
my,
shit.
Yeah. Not like, just to kind of like.
What
see,
did he say to you?
Just to see that I was like working. Well, I had been out because I was sick or whatever. And so he like drove out there just to make sure that I really like worked out there. And which was really odd to me. I'm like.
Especially way out there, too.
Yeah. I'm like, because maybe he thought, like, the address or something. Maybe that's why. I don't know.
How did he get that information, though?
Because on my rental application.
As previous.
I put my, you know, my address to where
right,
I work
right.
and
okay.
stuff. And like I said, I work out off of Rhodes Draw or off of Farm Tomorrow. I mean, way the fuck.
Right. And he
yeah,
actually
kind of out
came.
By my
he actually
place.
Drove
what
out
did he
there.
Say?
My brother talked to him. He was coming out.
Oh,
to,
you didn't see him at all?
No, I was sick. Like I said, I wasn't in there. I wasn't there that day. So he was like going out there to make sure I like was work. I don't know. It was weird. So I'm like, I don't know if I really want to live there. I don't want to be looked.
Yeah, that's
so
weird if he's skeezing on your fucking in place of employment and shit.
Are you getting like your first last deposit or whatever out of it or?
I don't think you will.
No, I'll get my
dogs.
Deposit back.
You better make sure.
Oh, no, I'll get my deposit back.
He can say the dogs did damage or whatever.
My
or,
house is immaculate. I mean, I keep my shit clean.
In,
it's like,
in cases where rental agreements are broken, generally the person that breaks it won't get a deposit.
Yeah, well, and
or
actually
back.
I talked to him about that. I told him I'll have the carpets professionally
yeah
done,
and you can and play the card that like I have two kids, I need this money, yeah, like no, I'm a
like
single
I said,
mother
he's being nicer about it, but like at first he was just a total dick and then
sick your dad on him.
No, I my dad called him too, which is why I think he's being nice,
right? That's
probably
cool.
Your dad's is, kind of a scary dude.
Is your dad on your side on it?
Oh yeah, oh
like,
yeah,
because
my dad felt really
had
bad because like, you know, he was like, Ashley, take the dog to the pound. And I'm like, I'm not taking my $600.
Right. So
really
he put
good
you
dog
in a position.
So then my dad
to,
felt really bad, right, but then again was also angry because I had this other dog there too. At the yeah time. But it was only for a night, but of course the night that the landlord came in.
Yeah, that's
so
how it happens.
Yeah.
Right.
So are you looking for another place or have you already found
yeah
one?
I've been
or
looking. I'm looking for something else. So.
Well, hopefully you find like a 2-bedroom or something because the place you have is nice, but it's
too
got
small
one room.
Those are too small.
Yeah.
For her,
and they're not even that nice. Like, and I had CDs stolen, my brand new vehicle that I just got.
It's a ghetto over there.
Yeah, I had two huge CD, I mean, irreplaceable music. Years and years of CDs that are not replaceable.
Everything
stolen.
Have you, let me introduce you to the internet. I don't know if you, have you guys met?
Everything's, I love the look on her face.
Everything.
Like, I fucking hate you. If,
you know, but
it's
I mean,
replaceable,
like,
trust
all
me.
All these CDs at, like, you know, at $20 a pop, I mean, that's a lot of shit that got
is that how much CDs
off
are nowadays?
Yeah, dude.
Fuck
I mean,
me.
I remember when I was in Florida and I had a duplex and I went fishing with a buddy of mine and on my way back, he dropped me off and I set my CD case on the top of his van. And this was like at least $1,500 worth of CDs. And I totally spaced it and he drove off and I never saw those CDs again.
That's what
so
I'm saying
bad
though, is I mean, there were those big cases and I had two of them packed.
Yeah, yeah, it was like those
full
big
of music
booklets.
And my car, because, like, my Impala had an auxiliary, you know, I'd listen to my iPod. So, like, I never listened to my CDs. This thing has, like, a 6-disc, you know, CD changer. So, I, like, busted out all my CDs.
Yeah.
First night, there was nothing else in the vehicle. Come out the next day, and they're fucking gone.
That
was
sucks.
Like,
that sucks, dude.
Well, while we're speaking of CDs real quick, I wanted to mention the new Slayer album. You've heard it.
Yeah,
parts
I like
of
it a lot. Like I said to you before, like Slayer, dude.
It comes
they
out.
They are the only band that is hardcore and has been hardcore and has stayed hardcore.
Right, they haven't pussed out
no
like Metallica did for their new stuff, like any other band that's
Metallica.
Like they fucking kill it, dude. This is their 10th studio album. It's called World Painted Blood. It comes out November 3rd. It's so fucking
it
awesome,
is
dude. I turned it on my way to work this morning, and the whole drive to work, dude, I was like flying through traffic,
you're
air guitar, and just like, dude, oh, dude, it's so badass. It's and I'm not a huge metal fan. Like, I like Slayer and Pantera and Black Sabbath and that shit, but, like, this stuff, oh, dude, it is so fucking awesome.
It's pretty much how, like, we started hanging out. It's like we liked the same music, and we would just drive around bumping
and
shit.
Even their last one, Christ Delusion, that came out in 06, I really like that one too. Like, they haven't really put out an album. Like, I've gone through all their back, you know, their back catalog.
Uh-huh.
I haven't found an album that I really, I'm like, God, this kind of
yeah,
sucks.
Really.
Like, it's all fucking just
yeah
badass.
No,
dude,
it's just hard to find.
And they're
it's
old
rare
now, dude. They're like in their 50s or 60s, still
and
like
still
fucking like fucking killing it, dude. They're
fucking
so
it
old. It's
I love them,
awesome
though.
It's so great. Even, like, bands that people are all into, like Kiss and stuff, not even the most diehard Kiss fans will be like, yeah, there's a couple albums I just don't like. Like,
yeah,
every album they put out is just fucking badass.
It's because they're Slayer, dude.
Is that it? That must be it. Can you tell me why I keep getting all of these Skype chat spams? I've got
know
a block list a mile fucking long from this. This newest one is Viagro, the world's best male enhancement. Fast acting, works within 20 minutes. Bigger, harder, longer lasting erections. Increased sexual stamina and libido. More powerful and longer orgasms. Eliminate premature ejaculation.
That's like...
Enlarges your penis to max length and girth.
Nothing cracks me up more. You know the extent.
Perfect for all ages. You know, really? Because I have a two-year-old whose dick is just not where it should be right now. Is that... Can I use... No? Okay.
That extends stuff when I was working at the gas station.
I was going to mention
It was the funniest thing ever because we have it right on the counter, right?
Yeah. And
people
have the male and the female next to it. Like, chicks
so
with dicks,
people,
we got you covered.
So many people.
Dude. Every morning I go in there and I get a Rockstar and vitamin water and I go get food from the out to lunch place. And every morning I've gone in there since I noticed them having it, the guy's stocking it. Like, they run out of that shit.
No, and it's so every time, and I've never heard, like, one person just buy it just to be like, oh, you know, yeah, I'm going to try
Let's
this
try
out.
This out.
It's always for somebody else, or it's
a gag gift.
Oh, this is for my friend, or, oh, you know, like.
That's so awesome.
And then they, like, shove it in their pocket.
You know what that tells me?
It's so funny.
People around the valley here.
I have small dicks.
So small.
So small. I guess I found a good one.
I'm like, well, I guess I don't want your number. I'll remember that face.
Have you fucked anybody lately?
I have.
Have they used that?
No.
Okay. Have you fucked anybody?
He doesn't need it.
Did you use that?
It extends.
Does it make your clit just rock hard?
That's what I always wondered. I'm like, what is the female extents? It's supposed to just turn her on or something? I'm like, what?
Flips that shit inside out, puts the clit, like, not right there.
Am
like,
I going to get a hard on if I take this?
Am I going to grow
like,
a penis?
Doctor, my dick has not gone down yet. It's been, like, 2 weeks. It was cool the first, like, 3 days, but it's starting to kind of hurt now.
So, was that the person you showed me a picture of earlier?
Yes.
Who are you banging? Yes. Is that the dude with the dog?
No, this is the dude with a tattoo on his dick.
Did you bang the dude with the dog also?
I did not bang the dude with the dog.
Why did
he's
he
a
stay
good friend. I've been friends with him for a long time.
So what? Friends don't fuck?
No, he's no.
Yeah, no, he's just a really good
is
friend.
Is he not fuckable?
Yeah, no.
No.
Even for like a... Like,
no,
throw
not
him
even
a, bone?
A mercy fuck, dude. Yeah,
really?
No, not even
What's
a mercy.
Wrong with him?
He's not like.
Does he stink?
He's not ugly or anything. He's just.
Because smell is important.
He's just different. He's not the type of person.
Is he a tranny?
No.
Because that's different.
No.
He'd like, be entertaining to like a 16 year old.
I've known him for so long. That
like
we're
you take
just
off your
friends.
Shirt and he's like, ah, titties, eh. And
no.
They, like what? What's entertaining?
No, he's just his own breed of person. He's. Kind of, I don't know.
Yeah. Is he into bestiality? I mean,
no,
I'm trying to think.
No,
like,
it's
what?
Nothing like that. He's just like I say. He's been a friend for a really
he's
long
a
time.
Cool guy, but he kind of like doesn't shut up.
And he's
kind of
yeah,
he's irritating.
Like,
oh, so if you guys were to fuck, he'd just be like blah blah blah
no,
blah blah
no.
blah.
He'd probably get really attached and things would get weird and then the friendship would end. That's
okay.
The type of dude this is.
Yeah, okay. Like he's a good friend. I mean, he's totally a good friend.
Obviously,
but not a fuckable friend.
Yeah.
Not even a mercy fuck. Or
I don't fuck any
dude,
of my
dude, she's screwing though,
friends.
Has a tattoo on his dick. And it totally
What's
curves.
It a tattoo
he has it's a spider
Does
web.
It say your name here? Oh, what?
It totally curves to the left, too.
Nice.
And it's big. He's hung like a horse.
Big or long?
Like,
is it circumcised or not?
He is circumcised.
It
That's
is
a good.
Thank God.
Is God. That gross or what?
Yes.
What? I don't even want to look
dude,
at an
like,
uncircumcised.
Dude, like, bacteria, like,
it's not,
builds up in
I've
there.
Been one,
well,
the
Q-tips aren't just for cleaning out your ears,
no, you
dummy.
Gotta pull it back and wash
it's
that
It's not
shit.
That bad, but it's,
Do
it
they
stinks
not?
More.
But you would know that if
it
you had
more.
If you had a
Jeff
dick that
wasn't
was like...
Circumcised.
But if you had a dick that was like that, wouldn't you know, like, why does my dick smell weird and nobody else's
no,
does?
No, because, like, if you're
Clean
working all day and stuff, like, one of my exes, he wasn't circumcised. If you're working all day and stuff, and
I
then,
can't
like,
ever fuck
you
again.
Just mess
you're unclean.
With it, it's like, there's, like, stuff that, like, builds up in there.
It's called
it's gross.
Fromunda cheese, dude.
Yes. It is. It's disgusting. And I hated it. It's gross. And it's, like, the nastiest, loosest, weirdest feeling stuff ever. It's gross.
Cool.
It's not... I don't know. It's,
I didn't like
it. I prefer a circumcised. Because
some girls like it because it's
or
bigger.
My kind of favorite thing to do, though, is to pull
squishier.
The foreskin over the penis and see how far I can stretch it.
Jesus
it's
Christ.
It's like one of those things. Those,
the fishy things.
Those,
sorry.
No, am I interrupting? No, please, continue.
We were talking about penis.
I've never had
it
one.
It looks like an anteater. It makes it just, I'm waiting for like a little tongue to come out.
It's funny. Right?
That's so gross.
Yeah, dude, this one guy, he had
Mike
one of
says,
my friends.
Oh, Lord, and I was hungry. Yeah.
One of my friends who had his cock pierced right, but he wasn't circumcised.
Is that going to, there's
and
the
it
pole.
Would like go over the, oh my, it was the weird.
That's
like,
going to be
it went
the,
over the piercing?
It'd go like over the piercing.
Ew.
I'm like, dude, that's
going to be the poll for this week. On the jamhole.com, on the right-hand side, we're starting to do polls here and there. The last poll, actually, let's mention that real quick here. The last poll was, it had something to do with surgery. If you were going to have surgery, would you want to know what they're doing, or would you not want to know? Do you just want them to just fucking do what they got to do? I don't want to know what the fuck you're doing. And
what were the results for that?
I will tell you here. Okay.
Drum roll, please.
If you had surgery, would you want to know what they're doing? The two options were fuck no, just do what you got to do, or fuck yes, it's my body and I want to know everything. And the results are loading. Thank you, Sea Monkey.
We were talking about this earlier. Kind
of. Yeah, yeah. I'm weird like that. Like I have
I didn't like
to
your
know.
Nurse, though, by the way. I watched that video of her.
Yeah,
thing.
She was kind of a bitch.
I want to
okay,
go bitch
well,
slap her nurse.
We have 63% of people say, fuck yes, it's my body and I want to know everything. And that's your camp.
Yeah, it's me.
37% of people, which is my camp, say fuck no, just do what you gotta do. You guys
see, I'm
have.
I'm more apt to like, I'm more willing and okay and secure feeling when I know what exactly they're gonna do. Like, I need to know.
I know as long as the doctor sounds like, I don't need no, like, hey, it's Dr. Nick.
I know, I was just thinking of that, dude. I'm like, what if
we're going
like
to
that?
Do some open heart surgery, but first, I'll watch this instructional video. Oh, shoot, I taped over the, oh, well. Dr. Nick,
I'm the same way. It's like when you go in there and they're like, okay, I'm gonna stick this. It's like,
yeah, like just do it, dude.
Just shut the fuck up and do it.
But like, even in like pre-op and stuff, she's like, I want to know this and this and this. Like when I go for my pre-op, I'm gonna be like, just do what you got to do. Mm-hmm. And by the way, no catheter, please and thank you.
Yeah, they
catheters
are
not that bad.
I don't think they can
well,
give
I
me a catheter
different.
If they're working on my dick. I don't think.
Oh, that's right.
Think
weird. Huh?
I don't think so, dude.
I'm pretty sure
I'm
gonna
hope
put a
not.
Well,
I think
on yourself.
Let's hope not.
It's they're not as bad for women.
I will wear
I think.
A diaper.
I've had a catheter.
Oh, I'll wear a diaper.
Pulling it out wasn't as bad as putting it in.
I was out when they put it in. Pulling it out wasn't
awake
that bad
when they put it in.
But I think it's worse.
But
for
you don't
dude,
have a
they
penis.
They have to go further. Like they have to go.
I still have
really
a tiny
far.
Pee hole. It's
so
not,
do I. You know. But
you know what I mean? It's
so
like,
small.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
So small.
Trust
yeah,
me, I have a pee hole. Yeah. I know what it's like.
It was bad because I was like I was awake, but my body.
I
mean, obviously was numb. I had had my anesthesia already. So, what am I doing?
How was your anesthesia?
Well, it was when I had the twins, right?
Oh,
so,
right.
You
so,
know,
okay.
I was awake for the whole thing, but I could not feel my body.
It was a local anesthetic, so they just made you completely numb.
Yeah, from my neck down, I couldn't move my body.
That'd
am I doing
weird.
Something wrong?
No. Did you know that when you get older, you actually are supposed to get a colonoscopy? Ask me
yeah.
how I know this.
Yeah.
How do you know this?
Because a couple people at my work have to have
supposed
it
to
done.
Check for fucking polyps and stuff.
That's
yeah.
You didn't actually,
know that?
That's what
it's
they
after
have.
Like you turn 50.
I'm not looking forward to that at all.
It's like it's
I'm
like
never
gonna
get old. I refuse.
I was making jokes to the guy at work that has to do
yeah,
it.
You
I'm
have
like,
no
oh,
idea
it's
how
cool,
bad
dude.
My doctor wants to shove something up my dad's butt.
Oh, I'm sure.
Whoa. Funny.
I'm sure.
Wow.
No thanks.
Wow.
Well, I think I'm good for a good 50 years. I had one. I'm cool.
So right, lately we've been watching we watched a few movies and I don't know what is going on, if maybe it's because 2012 is quickly approaching, but have you guys noticed lately there's been a lot of movies about like apocalyptic stuff, 2012
they're amusing as hell.
You
want to
know what's something that's kind of funny to me is like
please?
My parents have been like this
stockpiling arms and gas and
my
water.
Parents have been talking about 2012 for years now. How, you know, all this shit, me and my
are
brother.
Are they Nostradamus fans or Velikovsky
no,
fans?
My parents
or?
Are weird. I don't know.
What camp are they in? Supernova, Polar Shift, Ice Age? No. What do they think is?
Ice Age,
so Polar Shift. Okay.
Okay, yeah. I don't know a whole lot about it. Like I said, but my brother and sister and I are all like, oh, God, our parents are fucking crazy. And then all of a sudden, there's all these, like, 2012 theory movies, this crazy shit happened. We're like, oh, wow. So yeah, my parents.
Yeah, and that's what we noticed. Like I the first one I watched was called 2012 Supernova. Supernova, and what it was is a supernova blast happens way out, like past Pluto, like way the fuck out in space, light years away, ends up coming towards the Earth. Oh shit, we have to figure out a way to do it. The second one we watched was called Polar Storm, and that one has to do with the Earth's magnetic field getting all fucked up and then disappearing, and the North and South Poles dissolving and then reappearing in different spots, which fucks up the Earth's magnetic field, which
made
just
a bunch of
fuck shit up.
Poles.
Now, what I've noticed, and then I guess these are more low-budget-esque movies. These are probably leading up to the big 2012 movie that's coming out in a couple weeks here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that looks pretty cool. Like, yeah. I'm all about, like, Deep Impact and what was that other one? Armageddon. Just anything that shows the world getting completely destroyed,
up.
I'm into. Like, that is fucking cool, right? These movies are probably leading up to that, which that movie is leading up to the actual event. And I don't know. I don't think anything is really going to happen, but you know how they do. They get all fucking crazy.
Mm. I love that shit, though. That conspiracy shit. I like
what I'm hoping for is that I've noticed a pattern in these movies. Every one of these 2012 movies ends up having the family that is having some problems, right? They're not, everything's not all copacetic at home. There's problems with the family life. Then they get separated.
It's always got to be the scientist dad.
Right. The mother is the worst driver ever.
Ever. The kids are bastards.
And then they get reacquainted and everything is great. And the way they always end up preventing the end of the world is with nuclear bombs.
Yeah.
Every single one.
Blowing up some shit.
In 2012 Supernova. The supernova was gonna come. So what did they do? We'll fucking blast a bunch of nuclear warheads and it'll make a nuclear cloud over the fucking planet and it'll deflect the rays. No problem. Okay, cool.
What about nuclear fallout?
I know, right? You're blowing up bombs. But okay, cool, guys. Yeah. Good job. And even that one where
there's already a hole over the ozone layer over fucking Australia.
An asteroid hitting or a comet or something like that. And their answer always is to blow up a nuke. In a Polar Storm, what we watch, and I'm ruining these if you guys are going to watch them. I doubt you fucking care.
Nah,
but
it's not really that entertaining. It's
Polar
kind of
Storm,
amusing, but
because of the electromagnetic field being all fucked up, they're like, oh, we'll just blow a nuke up into the Mariana Trench, and that'll realign the Earth. Oh, okay, guys, cool. You just detonated
a
100
megaton. We're an old Russian submarine that cannot run it, but let's get on top of this volcanic thing that'll push us up really fast.
I enjoy it. I suspend my disbelief just to enjoy the fucking movie, and that's fine. But then, like, you guys really make it hard. And I want to call it now. If the new 2012 movie, it's going to have a family that gets broken up, and then they get reunited, and then they're going to blow shit up with nukes. The end. And, I mean, we'll all go see it still because I want to see the world just get fucking destroyed. What?
Sorry.
What'd you say?
That 2012, the one that's coming, isn't it? It's like aliens or...
Is it going to be aliens?
Yeah, it's like aliens that come and save us or
something.
Oh,
I sure
ridiculous.
Fucking hope so.
It's going to be like the second coming of Christ, but it's going to be aliens instead.
Yeah.
It's like something.
And they're going to be like, yeah, that whole Bible thing, we actually made it up. It was a bet we had, and I won $5.
How many people could follow it?
My buddy didn't think humans would be dumb enough to buy it. I thought they would, and thank you guys. Here's your $5.
Thank you so much.
Nanu.
Nanu.
But yeah, and there's been a bunch of these movies coming out, and they're building on the hype and playing off of people's fears because there are people that are scared. A lot of people are scared, and they're like, it's like Y2K. We're going to fucking get all of our materials, and I'm not scared either.
I
hope it happens.
I know, I hope we all die.
Bring it on. This world needs to be erased and started
over. Right, let's start over.
Well, I hope we don't all die, but like, it'd be
all of us
a nice wake-up call to everyone, you know?
Oh, for sure.
Plus, we're ruining our planet.
If all of your convenience is just stripped away from you like that, half of the world will die.
Right.
It'll be the end of the jam hole. Okay. You know that?
No, it won't.
Not the jam hole.
As long as we can broadcast.
I doubt we'll be able to broadcast at the end of the world.
Well, then I will keep recording, and when the internet gets put back up, I'll upload all the shows we've done.
It will never get put back up unless you do it.
Well, I'll fucking do it then. I know how.
Okay. If you're not dead.
I won't be dead. Okay. I'm Gloria Gaynor, dude. I will survive.
Oh, my God, man.
I will.
Anyway.
I will survive.
So, yeah, just keep an eye out for that. And then we watched a movie called Moon. Have you guys heard of that? Have you heard of that, Ashley?
I have not.
Moon? Oh,
don't
man.
Watch it.
It's. I liked it. Did you not
Wait,
like it?
Which one was that?
The one where the guy's on the moon and he's mining helium-3.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I did
that
like that.
That
was a cool
movie.
That was cool, yeah.
So if,
you're like
cloning I don't want,
and shit.
Yeah, well, way to blow it. They're all clones. The end.
The end.
It's all a hoax. The end. And then we watched A Perfect Getaway, which was all right. Had pretty good twists in it. You want to ruin that one for him? It's the couple at the beginning. The end.
Oh, yeah.
Anyways. So, Danny hasn't pooped since surgery.
Poor Danny.
Oh, Danny, let's talk about that. Dystonia.
Dana.
What?
Is that what you wanted?
Dana.
Oh, I thought you said
Dana. She was saying my name. You dork.
Now, I'm sure you've all seen this story. It's been circulating around the internet for a while. The cheerleader that got a H1N1 vaccination. And then she ended up being paralyzed. Well, here, I'll read the story, and then I'll tell you exactly what's going on. Okay. Desiree Jennings, who's 25, was struck down by a one-in-a-million condition triggered by the H1N1 vaccine, which has left her virtually paralyzed, according to a report in The Sun. Okay, so this 25-year-old got the H1N1 vaccine, left her virtually paralyzed. A one-in-a-million condition, right?
Right.
Walking is painful for Jennings, whose muscle spasms means she twists and jerks before collapsing. But the symptoms disappear. Now, this is important. The symptoms disappear when she runs or walks backwards. The
That's
condition
ridiculous.
Emerged around 10 days after she had the flu shots. Okay?
Maybe it made her like...
Now, just
listen. Like, physically dyslexic.
Jennings went to the local Safeway for the vaccine as a precaution to avoid being sick with the flu, but soon became very sick. Quote, I had flu-like symptoms, nausea, vomiting, body aches, fever, was a slow week and began to fade, said Jennings. The recently married brunette from Virginia in the U.S. was training to be a professional cheerleader with the NFL's Washington Redskins. She said, quote, this has ruined my life. Running is all I have left now. Running backwards. That's all I have.
Running backwards. Not just running or
well,
walking
backwards.
Well,
it says running, but I assume it means backwards. And then this is so great. Stars such as Hollywood comic is in quotes, Jim Carrey, have been moved by Jennings' plight and have offered her charitable support. The actor, Jim Carrey, douchebag, is known for his anti-vaccination stance. Of course,
right.
Because he's married to Jay McCarthy, she has a retarded autistic child. So, has to be the vaccines, right?
I used
right?
to really like him, too.
I did, too, until he opened his mouth about this shit.
Yeah.
According to The Sun, which posted video of Jennings on its website, doctors have diagnosed her with the rare neurological condition dystonia. Dystonia.
Dystoria?
Dystonia. D-Y-S-T-O-N-I-A. Symptoms of muscle spasms can be treated with Botox, which freezes muscle movement. Questions as to whether the cheerleader's story is a hoax are circulating the internet. Dystonia, it's a hoax for one. For two, the vaccine did not cause this. But because these anti-vaccine people are so, they're getting knocked down with the whole autism thing because report,
it's being proved
research
that it's not
causing
and
study it. After study is coming out that is clearly showing no link between vaccines and autism, or the thimerosal within the vaccines is what they say causes it. So they're going a different route. As soon as this story came out, Jim Carrey and Jay McCarthy were like, jackpot. This is our new poster child. And these people that are on the fence about getting vaccines or not, all they need is a story like this, and they're instantly
to freak
swayed.
Them out.
Exactly. So I asked, I'm on the health fraud Quackwatch list, and I asked them, I'm like, is there any possible way
that a vaccine for the H1N word could cause this? And all of the answers I received were no. Dystonia is a disease that is with you from a child. When you're born, you have it. You're born with it, but it usually lies dormant until 20s to 30s, and that's when it manifests into what is wrong with her. Just because she happened to get the vaccine and then it kicked in.
So it's like coincidence.
Exactly. But they're making that link because that was the last thing she did. And because it had never manifested.
They're going to have to disprove that shit too.
And they will. And it's going to come out that this is a huge hoax and that it wasn't the vaccine. But until that happens, they're going to go with that. And that's what kind of I'm pissed about, is that they're looking for any little thing that they can latch onto and be like, haha, maybe it doesn't cause autism, but look, it causes dystonia. It's like, well, she had that since she was born. And yeah. So, and that's a one in a million condition. Like, really? You're the only one that this has problems with. And then it's coming out that this chick, in different interviews, her story changes a little bit, and it's a big hoax. But people won't see that. What all they see is the part where she had
she
and
got
even,
it, and then she got fucked up.
Even in the headline, it instantly, cheerleader walking backwards after flu jab. That's the headline. Like, that is such poor reporting.
It is. Sure.
And that's going to change people's minds. And that's fucked up.
People get freaked out about that stuff really easily. So,
A couple of responses I got from the health fraud list. One person says, I'm thinking she is at the age where dystonia usually rears its ugly head, and the vaccine had nothing to do with it. Vaccines cause everything, don't you know, including autism and dystonia and everything under the sun, MS, chicken pox, anything else. Oh, and the girl with dystonia is even claiming the vaccine caused the flu. And then one of the
they're dead fucking flu cells. They're not even.
And it, why would it cause that to just her? You would think that if, I mean, I understand, a one in a million chance, even at those odds, at least five people should have it, at least.
Yeah.
And it's just her. And then one of the leaders on the health fraud list says, dystonia has not been reported as a side effect of flu vaccines. No shit. There is no reason to think the vaccine could set it off from an underlying condition either. The story about it disappearing when she runs backwards sounds flaky. There's speculation on the internet that the whole thing might be a hoax. There's no reason to think that such symptoms could have anything to do with the flu vaccine.
And it can't cause the flu because they're injecting a dead flu cell. I can understand, like, if they were injecting live flu cells, but it's the dead cells
and
that
even
gives
Berger,
us the immunity to fucking defend against it.
Berger says she's 25. She didn't need a vaccine anyway. No. Yeah, exactly.
It's in between, what, like, fucking 13 and, like,
but
22?
Do you see how quick the anti-vaccine people latch on to stuff like this? All because of poor reporting. She is now the poster child for another
Yes, Jack Tug, virus, not cell. Sorry, my bad.
Right. Thank you, Jack Tugs. So it's poor reporting, and it's going to spread this. And mothers that were on the fence about getting their children vaccinated are going to see that, and all they're going to read is the headline, and that's going to sway their vote to the wrong side.
Right.
And that's fucked up. And then someone's making jokes here. She says, maybe she's just upset the Redskins are having a bad football season because of all the penalties. Are they going backwards on the field? Sorry, bad joke.
Nice. Ow.
Everyone's
mean.
Got jokes on the health fraud list.
So, I have a story.
Do you?
Yeah,
okay,
I do.
Okay, well, let me go through this other one here, and then you can do your story. In Minnesota.
Minnesota. We were there.
Minnesota, listen to me. Every other state is legalizing weed. Why are you going backwards? In Minnesota, possession of bong water can now turn your misdemeanor into a felony. Bong water.
That's best. Bong water?
A felony in Minnesota.
Wow. Wow.
You backwards ass hick retard motherfucker.
Fucking catch up with us, dudes. That's not
right.
Yeah, you're,
which
you're
way
a
are you going,
times, bro?
Last Thursday, the Minnesota Supreme Court
ruled.
Did they
get the flu shot because they're going backwards, dude?
Yeah, maybe. Last Thursday, the Minnesota Supreme Court ruled that bong water is, don't you know, under law, a,
don't you know,
quote, preparation, compound, mixture, or substance containing a controlled substance, regardless of purity. Before that 4-3 decision, bong water was included with the bong as paraphernalia, at least as lower courts interpreted the legislature, right? If you have a pipe and it's empty, they don't say, because there's resin in the pipe, that's a possession and paraphernalia charge. Right.
No, it's just
paraphernalia. A paraphernalia charge.
Right.
Same thing with bong water. If cops come in and you have
a bong,
empty or full of water, doesn't matter. It's paraphernalia. Now they're saying in Minnesota, because there is bong water in it that has the water has the THC compound in it, it is now.
Me?
That's fucked up,
give me a
right?
Fucking break.
Especially now that every state is starting to pass.
It.
They're starting to put bills up in the courts to say, okay, we want our medical weed because look at all these other states doing just fine with it.
Yeah.
Now, having 25 or more grams of dirty water, roughly 2.5 tablespoons, can land you a first-degree drug conviction and the potential for serious prison time.
As opposed
to a fine of no more than $300
Fuck
for paraphernalia. Paraphernalia was a misdemeanor, fine $300, no jail time, no nothing, right? Maybe a little probation, whatever. Now it's going to be a felony. And that
Burger says, I wish I could give some effing dicks a felony for tricking me into drinking bong water.
Why would you? How could you get tricked? Have you smelled bong water, bro?
Right.
That is some foul ass shit.
Like, you ever hit a gravity bong and you just take it too far and it hits your lips?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
it's the worst shit ever.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
yeah. And, like, I don't. That just blows my mind. It's water with fucking. What, Minnesota? What are you doing? It blows my fucking mind.
Not even like
a felony. You're fucking up people's lives that smoke a little
water.
Weed for some bong water, dude.
Right. Like, come on.
The ruling sent Sarah Pekka Faribault back into the district courts for retrial after her bong water was found to include traces of methamphetamine back in 07. Now, meth is a whole nother fucking drug, guys. You cannot continue to lump weed in with drugs like meth and heroin.
Seriously.
And it is right now. I mean, it's starting to get better, but still, they consider it meth, weed, heroin. It's all the same shit to them.
But it's not.
And it is not. It is completely not, dude. And that is so fucked up that you can ruin somebody's life by giving them a felony on their permanent record because of some fucking bong water.
Yeah.
Now, if it has meth in it,
that's
oh,
your
okay.
fault, whatever.
That's your bad. Don't. Why are you smoking meth out of your weed bong?
Not good.
Fuck, everyone in Minnesota is retarded. I'm amazed that slug from Atmosphere can rap so well being born from Minnesota. Given recent progressivism in other states on drug possession rulings, this is a huge step backwards for Minnesota. Really? Wow. However, not all of the high court papers got jokes.
Oh,
failed to see the faulty logic behind this decision. Dissenting Justice Paul Anderson wrote, quote, Rice County's decision to charge Peck in a manner far more serious than what was intended by the legislator represents the kind of counterproductive activity that leads unnecessarily to increasing incarceration rates and wasted taxpayer money. That is all you're doing is wasting taxpayer money. And I don't know if you know this or not, Minnesota.
We need our money.
Times are tough. You don't need to be wasting taxpayer money on prosecuting retards that have
bong water.
You
right.
fucking idiot.
Go bust the meth labs and shit.
Right.
Not the fucking
see where
people
she got,
with bong
see where
water.
She got the meth from or
no
something,
shit.
Dude. Did you not hear Obama be like, yo, if your state has weed, medical marijuana, leave them the fuck alone? What's wrong, Minnesota? Do you not like listening to black people? Fuck. Because I'm sure his white fucking cabinet wrote most of that legislature.
Probably.
5 years ago, Minnesota had 152,300 adults under correctional supervision, 25% higher than the national average for prison, jail, probation, and parole. This decision will only aggravate that number. If we want to start attacking our state's massive budget deficit, get on your legislators to review this debased drug legislation. Until then, throw out the bong water, man. That is un-fucking believable.
Holy shit.
So check this out. One of the comments says, since drugs are now in river water, drugs in water supply from, you know, pharmaceutical companies or even people dumping their prescription pills into the water, right? So right. We all agree that there are certain levels of drugs in the drinking water.
Okay.
Cities get their water from rivers. City water is a mixture of illegal drugs, no matter how diluted, according to the absurd logic of this majority of four Minnesota Supreme Court judges. Everyone who gets city water should be put in jail then. That's their logic, right?
Right.
If you're going to say that, then you can't pick and choose, right?
I guess.
So now that all of us living in Minnesota are criminals possessing, quote, drug mixture water in our homes and toilets, shall we wake up, end the abuse of government power, and repeal all laws criminalizing drug possession? I think so. So that's fucked up.
That's sad.
And, do you want to go ahead and read your story? Because I got a couple more drug stories I really want to talk about before we get out of here.
There's a lot of drug stories, man.
I know. Well, I got a couple really good ones that are just as absurd as that. So,
okay. Well,
you have a story here,
I
yes?
I do have a story.
Does it have to do with sad kittens?
I'm extremely upset about this story, so that's why I wanted to do it. Because normally, you bring up the sad kitten stories, and it just makes me pissed off when I go off about it, right?
Right, right.
And I'm like, why are you doing this? But
right.
I found one that was extremely upsetting, and I want to talk about it. So,
please.
This one is called Duct Tape Cat Saved, $1,000 Reward Offered in Animal Abuse Case. I guess somewhere in Philadelphia, a cat was covered in duct tape from head to toe and dumped in a garden in the Rawhurst section of Philadelphia, the Pennsylvania Society for Prevention of Cruelty to Animals said. So PSPCA is offering a $1,000 reward for any information leading to a conviction of the person who wrapped the female cat. This cat, there's a picture of this cat, and it is literally covered in duct tape from its neck down to its fucking
tail. But it
tail.
Is not dead.
It's not dead.
Right. They didn't cover its head. It's just its whole body, which is really fucked
it's
up.
It's really
because
sad
because
it's
got to
pinch and pull the fucking fur.
Right. Have
like,
you ever pulled a Band-Aid off a hair? Like,
oh,
that
God.
Shit hurts a little bit.
That's
imagine
so messed up.
Your whole body is covered in
and
hair.
And this cat was walking
around. And someone
around.
Wrapped you in duct tape. That, like, that's fucked up, dude.
It says, a woman spotted the feline wandering, covered in tape from neck to tail, and brought the animal to the Humane Society. Medical staff at the PSPCA were able to successfully cut off the tape, and the black and tan striped cat is recovering.
That's
ridiculous,
so
dude.
Crazy,
like,
dude.
This cat was walking around covered in duct tape, like, in pain. And,
well,
like,
yeah.
Just,
every time it moved, it probably ripped a little.
Have you
ever
put just one little piece, even like a scotch tape, on a cat, dude?
Dude, that's messed up.
Just one little piece. Yeah.
Hey, talk in your mic. There
one
you go.
Little piece of scotch tape on a cat, and they flip shit, dude.
Yeah.
It's just, they're, you know, they can't stand it.
It's funny when you put it on the paw, too.
Yeah.
Video of the cat after the removal of the tape shows a seemingly happy animal purring and apparently unafraid of its human handlers. Staff at the shelter have named the cat Sticky. That's kind of mean.
Better than Lucky, right?
Right, yeah, that is annoying.
I guess you could have called it Tapey.
Oh.
That's mean.
Quote, this is a very, very, very sweet cat, said George Bengal of the PSPCA. That's so hard to say. PSPCA. Told Fox News.
PSPCA. Tell me what it means to me. Little duct tape kitty cat.
He says, I can't imagine someone doing this to this cat. I mean, this is a domestic cat. Obviously, it was
right.
owned. It can be handled,
like,
very easily.
It makes me curious what the cat did. Like, I've been pissed
at
my cat.
Were thinking.
But
yeah.
I've never been pissed to the point where I get out the duct tape and wrap
just,
the little fucker up, you know?
It reminds me
That's
of, like,
mean.
That's, you know, weird.
That's mean.
Those kids that torture cats and stuff that grow up to be serial killers and stuff. That's what it reminds me of.
And that's what it says at our Humane Society wall. It's a famous quote about those who are not kind in their actions to animals generally tend to be, you know, the same with humans.
It's sad, dude. Well, it's fucked up. I mean, why would you do that?
Like the Hungry Horse Dam. I don't remember who it was saying that they used to throw cats over the site.
Yeah, I think that was an urban myth. Or did
That's
it really?
Up.
Did
no,
it really happen?
No, one of my friends said that they used to, when they were younger, that they'd thrown cats
an urban myth, because I've heard that.
Over the Hungry Horse Dam?
I've heard that story,
thrown
too.
Thrown them off the edge and stuff.
There was actually a real story.
On the water side, or like the...
No, on the...
The
not the
side?
Water side, the other side, the deep side.
Yeah, oh my god!
But there was
houses down there. Is it raining?
There was a story a long time ago. I remember, like, probably when I first moved up here, about a dog that like jumped on the thing and it survived because it slid down the dam on its paws and its shits was all fucked up, its paws, but it survived.
A cat? Like
no,
down
a dog.
A dog.
A dog. Yeah.
Someone threw a dog.
No, it jumped.
Fell.
It was in someone's truck and it like jumped out onto the thing and then it fell down it and it slid down the hole because the dam, it goes like this and it's big. Like Google Hungry Horse Dam, you'll see what I'm talking about. But it slid down the whole thing.
It's a little angle, though.
Yeah, it is. It slid down the whole thing on its paws, and when they rescued it from the bottom, but its paws were all fucked up.
Well,
yeah, but
you
did,
gotta imagine the pads are
survive.
All messed up. But like, why would you do that to an animal that hasn't done it? I mean, obviously, this was a sweet, like, you know.
Well, why do people
cat?
Do any
no,
of
yeah,
that kind of
people are, some people are twisted, dude. It's like, you know, not everybody has to care for animals. Like, I'm not really... You know, people who just aren't, I don't really like cats, or, you know, I'm not real big on
But what I'm thinking,
then don't get an animal.
That
but
took,
also, being cruel is a whole different story.
Like, what did it
that
do to
took
you?
Took a lot of time and effort, though. Like,
to
try and
cat.
Hold
Someone
down your
holding
cat,
down a cat
and put one piece of tape on it, dude. It's not going to happen.
Even a calm cat, yeah.
And cats can tell, like, if
Someone's
this person means harm. So, like, that took a lot of work.
That's
to,
fucked up.
Because I'll put the link on the show notes at thejamhole.com. I should have printed this out so I could show you guys. But, like, the whole fucking cat is taped. Like, that's fucked up, man. So is that it for that story?
Yeah, that's it for that story. I just wanted to talk about that. I was a little pissed.
Well, let's get back to drugs real quick here. You know, we always talk about how in America that we have this huge opiate OxyContin problem is the main one, right? Morphine, Oxys, Dilaudid, whatever. This is coming from Canada now, and they're a little more lax. You know, up there you can get Tylenol 3, which is Tylenol and codeine.
Right.
Codeine on the scale of opiates is one of the more weaker ones, but... excuse my face. They're starting to see a problem. They're starting to see a problem with it as well. Digging in dumpsters to find used painkiller patches to chew on, drinking cough syrup, and vomiting it into a bowl to pass to a fellow addict holding up a pharmacy. These are the desperate measures taken to feed drug addictions, dangerous and at times quite deadly. Right?
That's disgusting.
That
chewing
is
on
so
old
fucked.
Medicine patches? Ew.
Calgary has seen an alarming spike in drugstore robberies, with OxyContin the pill of choice, another example of extreme steps fueled by the need for narcotics. 43 pharmacies have been hit so far this year. Now, this is Canada, keep in mind.
Mm-hmm.
Up from 17 last year, so it more than doubled the amount of pharmacies people are robbing now. Police are looking for a culprit behind some half dozen cases citywide over the last 2 weeks. Quote, it's either a crime of opportunity or a crime of need, police say. Thank goodness up until this point no one has been hurt, but on many fronts the potential for injury is there. OxyContin is designed as a painkiller, not to be crushed, snorted, smoked, or injected. Over time, if y'all don't know, addicts build up a tolerance, consuming more and more of the drug, ultimately trapped by an addiction that can demand more than half a dozen pills a day. On Calgary streets, the drug can run as high as $80 per pill, but more typically go for 5 to 10. Now, and that's starting, I saw that here on the tail end of my fucking little addiction journey. People are selling their pills for $1 a milligram, which
yeah,
is
well,
fucking
dude,
crazy.
Florida,
insane, dude.
Because when I started, it was, you know, way before it was a popular thing. And, you know, you'd get a 40 milligram pill for like $10. Now
dude,
a 40 milligram pill is $40,
dude.
And I watched it generally increase. And I was like...
This is fucking crazy,
dude. If you didn't know who to go to in Florida, even this is even 6 years ago, back when I was doing things and stuff in Florida, dude, if you didn't go to the right person, if you just went through a friend of a friend or something, it was $80 for an 80 milligram OxyContin. Seriously, like,
and
it was a
disgusting
dollar milligram. And they would make you pay $5 a fucking Soma.
And they
okay?
knew it because they could sell it because people need this yeah. shit. People got themselves so addicted to this back, you know, 4 or 5 years ago when it wasn't a big deal that now they don't know what to fucking do. Yeah. And it fucking hurts. Like, I'll tell you from firsthand experience, it hurts when you're going through withdrawals. Mm-hmm. Like, if I didn't have shit, like, I could see myself getting to the point where I was robbing shit, you know? Mm-hmm. It just gets that bad. You don't think about anything except that, and that's fucked up. This is a very powerful thing.
That's messed up.
Quote, the consequences can be deadly. A 15-year-old St. Albert boy died after an OxyContin overdose earlier this year. His alleged traffickers charged for peddling him the pill. The people misusing it are sick and need help and treatment, says RCMP Staff Sergeant. It's a very, very tough drug to beat. And that's crazy because in some places they treat you like a criminal, not like this is a problem. You are not yourself when you're hooked on this shit.
No,
like, you have no control over what you're doing at all. And that's not like making excuses. Like, literally, you are not there. It's really, it's hard to explain unless you've been through it. Like, it's fucking crazy. Quote, not only is this a physical addiction, it is also psychological. Those coming down or in withdrawal are not happy people and are motivated to get it. And drugstore robberies show just how far some will go to get it. While many are done by would-be traffickers, some are the work of frantic addicts. The quote, when people are so desperate, anything can happen if it's getting to the point of robbery, they're at the end of their rope. And I can totally see that. Like, you can do a lot of different things to be all right and before you get to that point. Like, that is at the very end. Like, it's robbing and then you kill yourself. Like, that's how, you know, that's where that is. We're certainly seeing more incidents of prescription drug-based robberies right across Alberta. Definitely a major concern is for the innocent bystander or someone who works in the pharmacy. And we said this before, certain pharmacies in the Midwest stop carrying that shit altogether. Mm. Like, if you wanted it, you had to call them, like, a week in advance and be like, I'm coming in to get this. They would then, in turn, order it, get it in, and then you'd pick it up.
But wouldn't have it on
hand. Would not. Yeah, because one pharmacy got knocked over, like, 3 times in one night by different people. Like, just boom, 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 you know? It's so crazy that this is happening. And it happened here a couple of times. A kid, back when Tidyman's was open, you remember that place?
Yeah, yeah.
A kid tried to go in there and rob with a knife, and the lady was like, are you kidding? And chased him out. But yeah, dude,
World's dumbest criminals.
It's getting so fucking crazy. And this goes back to what I was talking about before, about how the doctors can have as many people as they want on the opiates, but when it comes time to get them off of it, they have a limit to how many people they can treat. And that's causing a lot of this, you know, a lot of this bullshit.
Yeah.
It could be easily avoided if you would have more doctors and take that cap off how many people they can treat with it.
That is ridiculous that something that's going to help you is having a cap put on it. But this thing that you get hooked on that causes the problem, there's no cap on
and
that.
And the opiates, they do help people. Great. They really do. You know, a lot of people live decent lives now because of it. But when you get to this point where you're, it turns into getting high to now you're sick if you don't have it, and you take a bunch to just get well, and then you take more to get high. And then pretty soon you take more, you know, it builds up almost exponentially after a while. Health Canada figures show seizures of prescription sedatives and stimulants such as Ritalin remaining fairly consistent in recent years, while painkillers such as oxycodone have about tripled since 2000. Earlier this year, OxyContin led to an addict getting nearly 9 years in prison for 8 terrifying drugstore holdups. Wow. Including one where he plunged a knife into the counter while screaming demands. In September, a man was charged with 9 counts of OxyContin-related drugstore robberies over several weeks. Bracing for a holdup, many pharmacies have installed surveillance cameras, posted notes saying there's a limited OxyContin supply on site, or requiring legitimate users to place their order in advance. So, going back to the U.S. with this, because OxyContin prices are getting so high and there's already a huge amount of people hooked on it, people are going back to heroin now. And yeah. a lot of these people never fucked with heroin, so they have no idea what to take, right? So people end up overdosing because they're like, oh, I do this many oxy, so I'll do this much heroin. And it's not the fucking same, dude. And they get fucked up. Plus, every bag of heroin you get is going to be different in the quality. So one day you could get a bag and do,
it's
Let's say a quarter of it, and you'll get fucked up. The next week, you get this, you get a bag and do a quarter of it, and you're dead. Because it varies. The quality varies so fucking much, you know? It's not like with these pills. Every pill is this amount of milligrams, you know? The heroin, there's no fucking regulatory body overseeing, like, okay, you have to make your heroin 75% pure, or else we'll fine you, you know? There's nothing like that, so... people addicted to prescription painkillers are turning to heroin because the narcotic is way more affordable. Lacking the cash to buy the $75 OxyContin pill, Kyle Hueck turned to a cheaper high, a $15 bag of heroin. It was a fatal transition. Hueck, a Central Bucks West graduate, overdosed on that bag of dope at a McDonald's.
Was his name Ren Hueck?
No, Kyle Hueck.
Oh, damn.
H-O-U-C-K. Hueck.
Hueck.
He OD'd on a bag of dope for $15 at a McDonald's in a Philadelphia ghetto. It says that.
What?
At a McDonald's in a Philadelphia ghetto in 2007.
Whoa.
Wow, Philadelphia ghetto.
Stop duct taping your cats and OD'ing on
heroin. Was that in Philly, too?
Yeah,
really?
In Philadelphia.
Wow, I wonder if it was this guy's cat. Hoek's tragic story highlights what authorities say is an alarming trend. More and more people who have become addicted to prescription painkillers are turning to heroin because the narcotic is more affordable. Quote, the transition from the first weekend partying with a few Percocet to snorting and IV use of heroin is often faster than expected. What makes the trend more frightening is that younger people seem particularly susceptible to the dangerous switch from pill popping to doping. Is that what it's called? When you smoke weed, you smoke weed. When you do heroin, is it called doping?
No, it's just doing dope.
I've never heard doping.
My cousin was hooked on heroin.
Dope is like anything. Like
right.
Pot.
No, my cousin pretty much called heroin dope.
Yeah, I've heard weed called dope, though.
Yeah.
I don't like that phrase.
I don't like it either. Dope. It,
like, don't be a dope. I hate that so much.
We're at like an hour and a half. You about ready to get out of here? We got too much stuff.
Oh, I'm sorry. Let's just forget everybody that's needing to know about this. That's fine.
No, I'm
sure.
Just saying, like, we're going to, like,
yeah,
you know,
sure.
Not have
we'll,
anything to talk about.
We'll see you guys.
Later.
What?
Well, I don't know. Just talking about a lot. That's all. So normally we don't do shows for, like, this long lately.
I'm sorry. Is it past your bedtime?
I'm kind of getting antsy and I got to pee.
Well, go fucking pee then.
Okay. Gosh.
Holy shit.
Well, cool, dude. Right in the middle of a fucking story.
No,
like,
you
oh,
dead.
Hey, can we get out of here? Yeah, sorry, guys. Email us info@thejamhole.com, and we'll see you guys fucking Wednesday, right? Wednesday? Goodbye.
You are listening to The Jam Hole. The Jam, The Jam, The Jam Hole.com.